The Young Postman, Top of the Pops.
Mr. Posty, the gleam in your eye makes me think about winter and the sun. How come you never told me she was going away? Oh, oh, young postman.
Swansdon looks quite beautiful in the snow, doesn't it?
Keep your eyes on the road, Derek.
Oh, sorry.
Derek, here's the last postbox.
Nearly a whole sack full. Wait a minute, what's this one here? I can hardly read the writing.
Let me see. Santa Clues, the North Pole.
It's really quite incredible, isn't it? No stamp, no postcode, no nothing. How are we supposed to run a postal service in the face of incompetence like that?
Oh, come on, Sue. Don't let it get to you. In the big barrel of postal work, there's bound to be the odd bad apple. Are you finished yet, Derek?
Yes, Brian. All done.
Come on, then. It's time we were back at Swansdon Central Post Office. Look, Mr. Tilbury's waiting for us at the gate.
My, my. If it isn't young Master Tippet.
Is he talking to me?
Come here, lad. Don't be shy. Now then, what day is it today?
Christmas Eve, Mr. Tilbury.
That's right, lad. And he is a fat plucked goose. Says that this Christmas will be one of the finest in the memory of the Tippet household.
Oh, thanks very much.
Run along, you young scamp, and give my regards to your mother. She may have only one lung, but she's a fine woman. God bless us, one and all.
Mr. Tilbury's in a good mood. He's just given me a frozen chicken.
So, what are you trying to say, Derek? That he doesn't like me and Brian as much as you? That's an incredibly divisive attitude.
Oh, come on, Sue. I'm sure Derek didn't mean it. Anyway, it's time to put up the Christmas decorations in the sorting office.
I can't. I'm holding this box of baubles.
Don't worry, I'll get it.
Oh, that's better. It makes such a difference to have a real tree, doesn't it?
Sue, it looks amazing.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, what's that tune you're humming? It's as good as anything that gets in the charts.
Mm? Oh, I don't know. Just popped into my head.
Don't you think we should sort some letters now?
Oh, don't be such a killjoy, Derek. They're only Christmas cards.
Hey, this one isn't a Christmas card.
Give that to me, Derek. I'll never leave this. It's addressed to Sue, Brian and Derek at Swansdon Central Post Office.
Amazing! Mm. What's inside it?
The Fascinating World of Antiques by Gary Lineker.
I don't understand. Why would Gary Lineker send us a copy of his own book?
Perhaps he wants some cheap publicity.
Oh, wait a minute. There's a note as well. Dear Sue, Brian and Derek, Merry Christmas.
Oh.
Collecting old pieces of furniture can be a challenging and interesting hobby, in spite of what a lot of people might think. Yours, Gary.
Well, there's a lot more to Gary than you see on the telly, isn't there?
Hmm. Well, it's very nice of him to send us a present, even if it is only a book.
No, wait a minute, though. How did he know where to send it, and how does he know our names?
Oh, really, Derek, if that's going to be your attitude, I think you should just let Brian and me have the book to ourselves. Gary has obviously gone to a lot of trouble, and he certainly doesn't need your selfish sarcasm.
Oh, come on, you two. It's Christmas. Let's not argue. Why don't we go and have a cup of tea in the canteen?
Yes, that'll make a nice change.
Listen to this, Sue.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
The classic silhouette of the Georgian carriage clock distinguishes it effortlessly from the more cluttered form of its Victorian companion. Says on the back he's quite good at Spanish as well.
There you are.
Thanks.
Put the radio on, would you, Derek?
The lady learned that maybe keeping the man she loved and nursing her baby boy through what was possibly a completely debilitating illness were not one and the same thing. The next few years were tough, but she held her head high despite the taunts and thoughtless jibes. Then came the turning point. The lady decided that if she was to survive, it would have to be on her own terms. Slowly, she began to realize the pain she had suffered had not been in vain. She had learned that in the face of all odds, she could be a tower of strength, and she had given millions of complete strangers a damn good laugh.
Derek, is anything the matter?
No, I've just got something in my eye.
You're listening to Radio 1. Here's Michael Heseltine with the Radio 1 news.
A nuclear bomb explodes in New York. Aliens land in Moscow. And problems for the Christmas number one. Right, those stories in slightly more detail. A big nuclear bomb has exploded in the middle of New York. The spaceship full of aliens has landed in Moscow, and there may be no Christmas number one.
Oh,
yes, the first time in the history of popular music, and by that, of course, I mean rock and roll, no record has reached number one. And so if this trend continues, there'll be no Christmas number one.
Did you hear that? The Christmas number one is in trouble.
Turn the radio off, Brian. We've got to do something.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You let Simon Bates have his say. I think it's only fair that you make the same allowances. But...
what are we going to do? What are we going to do? This is diabolical. Christmas just won't be the same without a number one.
Wait a second, you two. I've got an idea. Why don't we record Sue's song and put in lots of twee lyrics about Christmas?
Oh.
Everyone will buy it and there'll be a Christmas number one after all. Come on, Sue.
Yes.
Look, let's thrash it out on the canteen piano.
I didn't know we had a piano.
Shh.
Christmas time and here we are.
As happy as can be.
As happy as can be.
Plucked.
Oh.
And Grandma's here.
The Queen is on TV.
Nice one.
Brian, I think we've got a hit.
Come on, you two. We haven't got a second to waste. That number one slot is empty and we've got a hit single to record. We better get a record deal and fast. Let's go and sign to EMI.
No, don't be ridiculous, Brian. The record industry is extremely cutthroat. And if we tie ourselves to a major label, we may be forced to compromise our artistic integrity.
Don't be so negative, Derek. Just because we join a major label doesn't mean we've become part of the mainstream.
Mm.
I mean, think of New Model Army. And what about Nirvana? I mean, they signed to Geffen, but they've still retained their Sub Pop image.
Sue's right, Derek. Anyway, the way to change the system is from the inside. It's all very well having a radical message, but unless the public get to hear your records, then you may as well not be in a band at all.
Absolutely.
Well, I suppose you've got a point, but I just think if we ever find ourselves falling into the clichés of pop stardom, we could call it quits there and then.
Well, then, we're all basically in agreement. We'll sign with EMI. I'm glad we had this discussion, though. It's important that we reach our decisions as a band. No leaders.
No leaders.
Come on, then. Let's drive over to EMI in the postal van.
Yeah.
Christmas time, and here we are, as happy as can be. The turkey's plucked, and Grandma's here, the Queen is on TV.
Well, it's not finished yet, obviously.
I mean, we're going to write a few more words.
Yes.
Well... it's not bad. Look, I'll tell you what I'll do. You seem a nice bunch, really. There are far too many unpleasant people in the record business, and we could do with some decent down-to-earth sorts like yourselves. You've got yourselves a record deal.
Here's the tea you ordered.
But we didn't ask for any tea.
Really? Oh, silly me. Well, I'll just rest it here on this 18th century ottoman, in case you change your mind.
Oh,
there you go. Cheerio.
As I was saying, I'll give you a £10 million record deal. Ooh. I'm sorry, though, guys. I don't think you're going to hit the number one slot in time for Christmas. You see, the word on the street is that someone at another really big record company is making a novelty record, and it's strongly tipped for the top of the chart. Bye now.
Oh, what a disappointment.
Going down. Ground floor, I take it.
Please.
Ground floor it is, then. Some of these lifts are nearly 30 years old, you know. Look at the varnish on that. That's what I call quality finishing.
I knew something like this would happen. Just our luck to be competing with someone in another big record company.
Oh, don't be like that, Derek. We can still make it if we try hard enough.
Ladies and gentlemen, the ground floor.
Come on. Let's get over to that recording studio.
This must be it.
Wow. I bet we meet some really famous pop stars working on their new albums. Come on.
Wait a minute, Brian. Who's that hanging around in the doorway?
Andrew Ridgeley.
Who's Andrew Ridgeley?
You know, it looks as though he's waiting to ask people using the studio if they want to collaborate with him.
Oh, shall we ask him if he... Shall we ask him if he wants to be on our Christmas number one?
I don't think we should, Brian. Andrew's ridden to fame on the back of other people's talents once too often. And it's time he learned to fend for himself. Let's go round the back door. Come on.
Come.
Oh, Mr. Burton. Hello.
Hello there. I had a few spare moments in the office, so I thought I'd pop over and give you a hand recording your new single.
Oh, that's really kind of you.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the way we like to do things at EMI. One big happy family. Everyone looking out for everyone else. Now then, how do you think this works?
Wait a minute, what are we going to put on the B-side?
Derek's right. Sue, you better write another song that's not quite as good.
Oh.
Oh, don't worry about that. We don't bother with all that these days. I usually put the same song on both sides. It saves a lot of bother.
Wait a minute, Brian. I can hear something. George Michael!
Come on. He must be in the rehearsal room next door.
Yeah. Where are you going? Everyone knows George Michael is fanatical about his privacy. He's vowed several times never to do an interview ever again. He'll be furious if we try to interrupt his rehearsal session. Anyway, we've got work of our own to do.
Rubbish. You three go and enjoy yourselves. I'll get cracking on the backing track. Just pop in later to lay down the vocal.
Thanks, Mr. Burton.
Oh, that's really kind.
Come on, let's go and see what he's up to.
Hey, I think he's here.
Who is it?
It's Sue, Brian and Derek from Swanston Central Post Office.
Yeah.
Thank God for that. Come in. I'm sorry, I do apologise. For a nasty moment, I thought it might be Andrew Ridgeley. George Michael, how do you do? Pleased to meet you.
That's a real honour.
Well, you seem to be very busy.
Well, you know, can't afford to rest on your laurels. As soon as one record comes out, you've got to start making the next one. You know how it is. How about yourselves?
We're working on a Christmas number one.
Mm.
Oh, yes. Nice work, if you can get it. Oh, I do beg your pardon. That's extremely rude of me. I should have introduced you. This is Madonna. Madonna, Derek, Brian and Sue.
Hiya. Pleased to meet you.
Hello.
All right.
Hi.
Postman, yeah?
Yeah, that's right,
yeah.
I'm an artist, you know. I mean, one of the things that frustrates me is my lack of success in the movie industry. Hey, fella. Get a lot of this.
Wow. That's really outrageous.
Prince was here a minute ago. He must have gone off to fetch some refreshments. Tell you what, seeing as you're here, why don't we all have a bit of a jamming session?
Mm.
Let's see, something we all know. How about Purple Rain?
Hold it! Right. For God's sake, Prince, if you can't stay in time, then just don't bother playing at all. You're ruining my guitar solo.
I don't believe it. Prince has just stormed out.
He's notoriously highly strung.
He's left us Jamaica ginger cake.
Oh, my God, Brian. Look at the time. It's 5 o'clock. Talk of the Pop starts in 2 hours and we still haven't released our hit single.
It's a nightmare. There's no way we'll make it to number one without free advertising from Top of the Pops.
We haven't a minute to waste. Mr. Burton? Mr. Burton, it's us! Oh, no! Mr. Burton!
He's been tied up.
Look! In his hand, an empty record sleeve. Someone's stolen our single.
Come on, you two. They can't be far away.
Then what about Mr. Burton?
Well, don't be ridiculous, Derek. He may be in a great deal of pain, but he's no use to us now. We've got to get after whoever stole that recording. Come on!
Come on, let's go!
Gary Lineker!
Wow, he was holding a single.
Come on, you two, in the van. After that taxi, Derek, and step on it!
Wow, brilliant, Derek. We're catching up with him.
I just can't believe Gary would do a thing like this.
Concentrate on your driving, Derek! Get as close to him as you can.
We're almost level with him.
Wind your window down, Derek.
Postman!
I don't believe this. Gary Lineker's openly taunting me from a moving taxi. What do I do now?
Stay calm, Derek. Now, shift your weight to the edge of your seat.
Wow.
Good. Now, perch yourself in the open window, okay?
I'm scared, Sue.
Listen to me carefully, Derek. You're going to have to jump onto the roof, climb in the back window, and force him to pull over.
I knew something like this was going to happen.
Stop whining, Derek. It's our only chance.
I'm sorry. Oh, well, here goes.
Oh, he's done it! Look, look, Sue, Gary's pulling out.
There, spare. You got me. Here, you can have it back.
Gary, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I've made an unforgivable mistake. I've done a terrible thing.
Gary, I think you've got some explaining to do. What's been going on?
I'm sorry. I better tell you, you see, the thing is, I've been recording a novelty record in the hope of achieving a Christmas number one.
Oh. So it was you.
That's right. The idea was to raise a bit of money for charity. Well, I got worried that your singer would beat me to the number one spot, so I hatched a plan to throw you off the scent.
The antique book?
I'm afraid so. I thought if you developed an alternative interest, then you wouldn't have had time to record the song. Sadly, I think I overestimated the appeal of collecting furniture. Perhaps I always have. Anyway, when that plan failed, I got more desperate. I'm sorry. I'm so terribly, terribly sorry.
Right.
Oh.
Ryan! You've kneecapped Gary Lineker.
Serves him right, Derek. No one has the right to put humanitarian interests before commercial profit. Gary's got to learn his lesson just like anyone else. Well? Come on, you two. I thought you wanted to be on Top of the Pops. Starts any minute. With Gary Lineker out of the way, we stand more chance than ever. Well, here we are at Top of the Pops.
Hey!
Hello. We've come to perform our single.
Yeah, we're making a bid for the number one spot.
God bless you. Just coming up to 7:05, so you've made it just in time.
Oh,
my old friend Elvis Costello popping in later on, but before he does, I'll show you to your dressing room. Follow me.
Thanks.
Here you are. Very few obstacles here in the corridor,
so you
should find yourself making it to and from the studio with very few delays. Catch you later.
Wow.
Was that the presenter?
Yes. Top of the Pops has been given a new look, Derek. They don't have famous presenters nowadays. Practically anyone can do it.
Even me.
Sue's right, but it's kind of really exciting in a way. All the bands perform live, and they don't even have to be in the top 40.
But doesn't that give the record industry a chance to manipulate the charts?
Really, Derek? We're signed to a major label. What does it matter to us?
Postman, hi! Just popped in to say, stand by! You're on straight after Gary Lineker!
What?
I don't believe it! After all that, Gary is still making a bid to top the charts!
This is awful! Everyone will be swept away by the naive innocence of Gary's novelty record and we'll be left to look like... Spandau Ballet.
There's only one thing for it. We'll have to sing the song with practically nothing on.
Brian's right. If we all wear outrageous costumes, we might still be in with a chance. Brian, yeah. Derek, wear these bits of holly. I'll make do with these two berries. Hurry! Come on, we haven't got a second to waste!
We stuffed turkey just the other week. Now it's your turn. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Excellent! Gary Lineker there, almost catching me out with that sudden finish, with his novelty song, All for Charity! Well, that's bound to be the contender for the Christmas number one spot! Super! Right, and here's some postmen with their very own hit song, Christmas Time!
It's Christmas time, here we are, as happy as can be. The turkey's plucked, Grandma's here, the Queen is on TV.
Drop the bass. Drop it, drop it.
Yes.
Superb! So, as we begin the top 10 countdown, at number 10, up 10, it's Sister Satisfaction and the Slayheads with Satisfy My Armchair Rhythm. MC Barnes and the Latex 3 jump 2 to 9 with Pump Up the Jam 3 times. The Sofas stay at number 8 with Jingle Jangle Guitar Song. Jimbo Jim and the Techno 3 with MC 90 featuring Chilton Hardy drop 1 to 7 with Return to Belgium, the final edit. At 6, it's George Michael with Trust, Elton John fans 15 to 5 with Hope, it's Phil Collins at 4 with Mama, Eric Clapton at 3 with Magic Pie, Gary Lineker at 2 with the novelty song, and yes, we do amazingly have a brand new number 1 this Christmas after all, which comes all the way from those crazy postmen in Swanson, and I've gone too soon, it's the Young Postman with Christmas Time!
Christmas number one!
Well done, fantastic!
I don't understand. We didn't sell any records, so how do we get to number one?
Well, that's right. Normally, Gallup compiles the chart based on the sales of hundreds of record shops all over the country. This week, though, we decided just to ask a few of our friends. Turned out to be much less statistically reliable.
Hey.
Fantastic!
Oh,
well done!
Oh, me too, come on! Hey. Got you right in the ears, Eric. number one.
Oh, hello, Gary.
Hi.
I hope you're not too upset.
Well?
Just because we came higher in the pop chart doesn't mean that we're much more talented than you.
No.
I mean, even though we're only postmen and you're a full-time celebrity.
Yeah, thanks. I'm sure one day you'll have your own number one. Mm. Well, that's very kind of you, Brian, but I don't think I'll be setting foot in this studio again. No, I think we've all learned something this Christmas. Christmas is a time for forgiving. It's up to each and every one of us to think about our responsibilities to our fellow human beings and to act accordingly. The spirit of Christmas is a flame which must be carefully tended, a light by which we can lead our lives through the dark months ahead. It was wrong of me to try underhand means to get my novelty record into the charts. I think it is a mistake which will stay with me for the rest of my days. Just as Mary bore the boy child and kept him in a manger, so I, Gary Lineker, shall tend the unsold copies of my single as a reminder of man's potential to fulfil his dreams and to inspire hope in the hearts of others.
Gary!
Well done, Gary. Well done.
Brian, I don't believe this. Saddest day of my life.
Well, here we are back at the sorting office. There's a Christmas number one after all, and it's all thanks to us.
Do you know, I thought Gary Lineker was really nice about getting to number two and that, you know.
Really nice.
Well, Gary learnt a valuable lesson, Derek. He'd forgotten about the commercial side of Christmas. It's all very well being nice and doing things for other people, but without a multinational capitalist leisure industry, there wouldn't be such a thing as Christmas at all.
I thought I'd find you here.
Mr. Tilbury.
Shut it. I don't want to hear a word from you, lad. Get out. Get out, the lot of you. Tools down and start walking.
Oh.
Do you think he's upset about something?
Poor old Mr. Tilbury. Mm. I think he finds it hard to show his feelings sometimes. Mm. He probably just wanted to wish us all Merry Christmas and it came out all wrong. Merry Christmas, Mr. Tilbury!
Merry Christmas, Mr. Tilbury! Oh, you know, you two, sometimes I think Swanston Central Post Office is the nicest place on earth.
Yes.
The Young Postman starred Ben Miller as Brian, John Thompson as Derek, and Felicity Montague as Sue and Madonna. Jim Barclay as Tilbury, George Michael and Burton, and Alistair McGowan as Simon Bates, Gary Lineker and the DJ. Father Christmas was played by Sir John Gielgud. The Young Postman was written by Ben Miller, music was by Murray Gold, and the producer was Gareth Edwards.